And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, August 5th, 2017. It's Season 11, Episode 30. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
Yep, Matt's on his way. Said he'd be a few minutes late. I don't know if he meant a few minutes late from when we start, but yeah, we can start counting him now. See how long it's going to be. Doesn't matter. Matt, I imagine you're listening. Go to the back door when you get here. I think we already told you that, but yeah, just in case.
Unless you want to place your bets over and over under 5-10
minutes.
He'll
be here. He'll be here. Well, you know, he's got responsibilities, he's got duties, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
we understand.
Yep,
we understand.
It happens. Before we get started, one day I'll fix that. No, I won't. I say that. You know, I used to not have to do that. I don't know really what changed. I put a new hard drive in, so whenever I started having to do that, so maybe that's the case. I really don't know.
We still always said it was probably some minor little setting that you keep overlooking.
It's a little thing, I'm sure. A very little thing. Welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228 is the number. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us. All the links on that page are our Twitter, our email, our Facebook, the Twitch account that we stream with. So you can find us on Twitter at InGameChat, which I have been using here and there lately. Going to try and use that more. You can also find us on Facebook there as well. You can also email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. It's there. You should use it. It'd be great. So we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from everybody. Twitter, Facebook, emails, doesn't matter. We love hearing from you, knowing that you're out there. We're streaming the cam feed right now on Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv and type in In-Game Chat up at the top of the search bar there, and you can find us. Or just, like I said, go to our website, ingamechat.net, and you'll see over on the left-hand side the link to immediately begin watching us while we broadcast. You can also join in the chat room while we broadcast as well. We got some people in the chat room right now. So, welcome to the show. On a couple of notes, the first three songs that you're going to hear as we go into break and come out of break will be based on new games, and then the last of the songs, I think the last four songs that you'll hear, are done by a composer who recently passed away earlier this week. He was a composer for Dishonored and Dishonored 2. He was a composer for Silent Hill games. So we've got some cuts from him, and we'll talk about that later on in the show as well. Another show note for you is next weekend is an interesting weekend in the fact that there's going to be a thing going on here that RJ is going to be occupied with and that Matt is going to be occupied with, but that I am not going to be occupied with. It's not that I'm not going to be occupied with it. They have commitments where they have to be there. You're running the video game tournament.
I'm assisting with the game tournament. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Matt is going to be there as part of the 501st. So they have responsibilities and commitments, which is going to place them there all day. Me, I don't have that kind of, no responsibility whatsoever. I can roam the convention and leave whenever I feel like leaving, which is what I'm going to do because we're going to do a show that day. RJ will not be here. Matt will not be here. I will be going it alone, but not without the help of some interviews that I have lined up. In fact, I think the only way that I could do this show by myself is exactly the way that we're doing it, which is we're doing a music show. We've done one of these, and I found out when it was back in September 7th of 2013.
Wow.
Was the last time we did a music show.
Oh, so we've been due.
You were there, by the way.
Okay, yeah, we've been due then.
Yeah, oh, no. Once we did it, I was like, oh, this is great. We got a ton of great feedback from it, and it was like, we should do this annually. We should do it like twice a year or at least once a year, but we should do it every year. And we never did. I mean, that was 2013. Here it is 2017.
Right, late 2017.
Yes. So we're gonna do a music show, and currently, I have two composers lined up to call in. One we've had on the show before, Gareth Coker, is going to be calling in and talking to us during the show. He is the composer of Ori and the Blind Forest, Ark, that game, and, oh my God, let's see, The Mean Greens. He did work for that. He's got a lot of stuff under his belt, and we're going to have him on the show and talk to him. And we're going to have Jason Graves on the show. He did the music for The Order, 1866 or 1886?
I think 1886.
1886. He did the music for The Order, 1886, Far Cry Primal, Dead Space. Yeah, he's done. He's got a fantastic lineup under his belt. So we're gonna play some. Some pieces of theirs, both Gareth's and Jason's as well. Plus, we're gonna play things that you might like, and if you like them, I need to know about them. So you need to send us an email and let us know the music that a track or two that you want to hear. On the show next week, and we'd love for you to kind of write out exactly why you prefer whatever it is that you're suggesting. We want to know why. Like, I have plenty of favorites. One of my favorites is Flying Over Venice, I think. It's from Assassin's Creed 2, done by Jesper Kidd. It's a fantastic track. I love it. It's just got a great... It's got a good beat, got a good tempo to it, and it combines that Assassin's Creed theme in there, but kind of modernizes it just a tiny little bit, but gives it just really, really nice nice tune there. And then I also like stuff, you get a lot from title screens. When you leave the title screen going because you're starting up a game and then you want to go get prepared, get something to drink or something like that, you'll right. come in and the title screen's already like through the music, and you're like, oh, this is pretty good. You sit there and listen to it. I know the song that plays at the end of New Order is really, really good. Mm-hmm. But we're not doing that. We're not doing songs. So little amendment to add on to that is that if you are suggesting these songs, please make them something that is like a score, not a traditional song. You know, don't send me the songs from Bastion. Don't send me the end credit song from New Order, even though I said that's one of my favorites. We're not going to play those. We're going to keep them all instrumental if we can. And focus on those. I know some of the cuts that we played last year related to some of the people we were having on. Tommy Tallarico, we played Castlevania. A lot of the video games live stuff we played. We opened with the Metroid theme. Felt it was kind of iconic. I have no idea what we're going to open with this time. But, something will come about. And what else was... we played the Ninja Turtles theme. That was suggested by Gersh Snort. And by that I mean the 8-bit Nintendo Ninja Turtles music, mm-hmm. not the cartoon theme song. Definitely send in those suggestions if you'd like. Send them to our email, everyone at ingamechat.net. Shoot that to us so we can play your songs. I would love to play. Not necessarily it's like request, but, I'd love to play the piece that you like the most of whatever it is you're suggesting. I'd love to get that on the air for you and play it. I know the Moon track from DuckTales was another favorite of mine that I played. We did the Batman one from the NES games, and we played some tracks from the composers that we had on the air that day. So those are just suggestions. If you could send those in, I'm trying to schedule the show. And there's probably going to come a cutoff here where I won't be able to take any more suggestions. Right now is not that time, but closer to the show. I would say by Friday, we're done. I'm going to have that thing locked in as to how I'm going to play it. Jason, by the way, will be a call-in interview, a pre-recorded interview. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that interview this coming Friday with him. If you have questions, also, for any of these composers... Send us an email. Let us know so we can ask him those. That'll be a pre-recorded. So sometime after Friday, I'll have an idea of here's how we're going to play. Do a playlist of everything that's going to happen. So anyway, get those in. I don't normally like to push a show coming up during a show unless they're a special case. And this is one of the special cases. So I'm not taking that weekend off only for the fact that I am taking the weekend off at the end of the month to go to PAX Seattle, and I didn't want to have those two weekends so close with not an episode. We do this once a week, and I figure we can do a show once a week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like any reason to take it off. Mm-hmm. So we can do a show once a week. Somebody was asking in the chat room, where was it? Oh, couldn't get James or Sarah, Medusa's Mirror. I don't think, you know, if she wants to come and be on the show, she is more than welcome. I thought she had something going on. In fact, she may be going to this thing that that everybody else is going to. But if she's in town and wants to sit in with us, she can. James, I think, is going to be working. So I don't think he'll be able to make it. I will put the invites out there for James, for Nate, for Jeremy, for Dennis, for anybody that wants to anybody from the shows that wants to come on. But we're going to be playing a lot of music and talking about the music as well. So anyway, moving on into today's show. Matt, still we still don't have we still don't have anything for Matt yet. So he's still not here.
Must be traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking at 15 minutes now. Mm-hmm. I said we weren't going to count it, but now we are. As for what we played, I haven't played anything. Barely. I was looking for games to play.
I mean, you got a backlog. We talked about that earlier, you know?
Got a huge backlog, yeah. You know? And I was looking at stuff to play, and I almost started playing. I wanted something just kind of easy to get into, nothing that was going to require me to learn a bunch of buttons and just sort of, you know.
We get one of those turn your brain off and just play.
Just kind of like speedrunners where it's just like go,
yeah,
just you know.
Go, yeah.
Or Party Hard, which is another, again, I don't know why I'm picking on Tiny Build, but something that's just really easy to get into. Bayonetta would be another one, I think. I know it's got move combinations, mm-hmm. but I button mash on those anyway. Pac-Man Championship, you know, just a thing that's just like, let's just play. I ended up settling on a game that was in my backlog that I had already downloaded because I knew I wanted to get into it and I just never did. It's a game called, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, Q-U-E-R-N. Quern? Kern? Hmm. Maybe?
Never heard of that one.
No, it's a puzzle game. Hmm. It is very Myst-like in its puzzleness. Mm-hmm. Very, very not the Room like, and not the House of Da Vinci, which I've talked about before, but very Myst like. You're put into a world, and you really don't know anything of what you're doing, and there are puzzles. Very, very much just like everything else. So, or everything else that I enjoy. And so I just started playing that, and I didn't get too far. The puzzles are extremely complicated. One of them was very complicated. But I'm not very far into it. It's given me a completely new language that I need to decipher, and it's given me keys to decipher it, but I can't figure out what they're trying to tell me. So it's going to be one of those, you know. You were talking about turning my brain off and playing. Mm-hmm. That's not what you do in this. But it is something that doesn't require me to learn to get a, what's the word, controller memory. Type of thing.
Yeah.
It's not requiring any kind of controller memory. It's WASD to move forward and backwards and whatever, and then it's click on this to move a thing, or click on that to move a thing up or down, or whatever. It's solving
just
puzzles.
Just basics, basically.
Yes, yeah. Extremely basics. And I'm fine with that. I love a good puzzle. Puzzle? I love a good puzzle. what else go into here? I have three soundtracks. I hope if Matt doesn't show up, you leave his cam up the whole time. Harass Matt with games he's played and let the mic go dead for I cannot let the mic go dead for 5 minutes. I think it would be fun, but I can't do it. There
on
is
Switch,
a cr-
yeah.
There's a cricket church chirp sound effect on here somewhere. I don't know. But that's all I've played. What have you played, RJ?
I haven't played like you. I haven't played much, but I did play a lot of Injustice 2. What I did was I wanted to play some online matches with folks. But I played in the casual rooms. And this is what got me about my feelings about the gear in the game. Gear, for those of you who are familiar with the gear in the game, is things that you pick up in the game. You can apply it to a character that you use, and these things will improve stats like how much health you have, how much defense you have, how much strength you have, and how much ability you have. Strength, of course, how hard you hit. Ability affects your special moves. Defense, how much you can take. And hit points, of course, how much health you have. Playing in the casual rooms, I found a lot of matches where I had a really hard time getting the success I wanted in there because it felt like, am I losing against the player or am I losing against the gear? Things where the combos that I've worked on, the 8 to 10 hit combos, a dude does like 350 points of damage, suddenly they're doing only like 178, you know, things of that nature. So I'm not being as effective as I would like to be. I didn't have too much success in there, like 50-50, maybe I think 39 and 38 was my record in there, barely over 500. So I left there and I went to the ranked matches, one versus one, where gear is turned off. And when it's turned off, everything's equal. You have a pretty much equal setting. It's not like completely equal. You know, some characters have more health than others. For example, Bane would have 1,200 health, but my main character, Swamp Thing, at level 20 is like 1,050 health. Maybe I could take a little more than he can, but he has more health, so I have to work on him a little harder. But it's not as extreme in ranked matches as it is in a casual room setting. Now, I had a lot more success in that situation. Besides, if I wanted to play this game in a tournament, which I probably will in the future, they certainly won't let you have gear on there, so get used to the idea of not having gear. That's what I want to do. So I started doing that. And I had a pretty good run playing through that. Also, what I wanted to do is unlock some of the endings in the game for every character as well. For some reason, they have you go through this complicated system of going through Brother Eye in the options menu. It's mm-hmm. where you unlock your guild boxes to get the gear. You have to go through there, unlock open up the character, view his or her equipment, then go to a section called summary, and then somewhere in there you have to find the link that says unlock the ending. So I have to go through all this mess in there. I didn't know what that was all about. Mortal Kombat X was pretty simple. You just look at the character view, and there, if you unlock the ending, there you go.
SCM Fuller says it's kind of based on Injustice's mobile game, by the way that you're talking about it. I don't know if you have the mobile
version. I don't have the mobile game.
Yeah,
I don't have that. But in terms of the gear, or just the first one, I'm trying to remember playing through the first one. I didn't get the mobile game in that either. I didn't get any mobile. I know there's a lot of mobile games in the NetherRealm studio games, but I never picked up on any of those. I just stuck with the main game itself. But using the AI to go through all the endings. Really, I've got through most of them. I've still got mostly the villain side is what I'm having to go through now. But outside of that, that's pretty much all I've been playing lately.
Well, that sounds... No golf club?
No, not this time. It was like focused on mostly Injustice 2. Trying to get some...
Now, you're running the tournament next weekend, so you're not going to be able to participate in it.
I won't be in it.
Okay.
I didn't plan on being in it, but I did want to help the folks out running it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Matt, what did you play?
Riveting.
Yeah. Okay. We'll check with him when he gets here. He did send us an update and said that now he is headed this way. So
he's going to be flying down the interstate, isn't he?
He better just, man, take it easy. We're about to go to a commercial break and everything else. Just relax. Just relax. Something else we're going to do in this episode, by the way, and this really requires you to watch the episode. We're not too good with doing descriptions of this, even though we try our best. We have loot crates to open up today. In fact, we've got the whole thing. We've got all of them. We have loot crate, loot pets, loot anime, and the loot wear bag is finally back. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing those, and now we have a phone call as well. Let me get that phone call now. We'll just go straight to the phones before we go to a break. Hi, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
It's Matt.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Hey.
Played,
No, like just Ghost Recon. Just wait till you get here.
Just wait till you get here. I figured the crickets chirping wasn't good enough.
Now, how far out? I could have used some other stuff. How far out are you?
I just left the base.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be there as soon as I can.
All right, man. No, that's fine. Take your time. You'll get here, and then we'll go over what you played. No big deal.
Cool.
All right, man. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, okay. So Matt's on his way. Mm-hmm. If you want to call in and tell us what you played, you can. 334-272-9228. And I think we're going to be taking a break here just shortly. I'm trying to refill my coffee. Yeah, we're going to do loot crate stuff. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, what else? There's a few things to talk about here. We got some details on the PC beta for Destiny 2. We have something about GameStop. that I want to talk about. It's just a, I don't know. It's, I'll get into it. It's kind of a pet peeve. It's going to annoy some people, and then some people aren't going to, well, a lot of people just aren't going to care. It'll annoy some people. Some people will agree with me. Some people will disagree. And then for the most part, there's a lot of people who just won't care. What else? Was there anything else this week for games? There really wasn't. Oh, we got news about the SNES, the SNES, the Super Nintendo Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Finally going to be pre-orders will be available here in the States.
Okay.
Sometime later this month. Mm. So, that's all we know on that. Mm. At some point later this month, everybody's going to open the doors and let you pre-order those consoles. Nintendo has seemingly given a... They've sort of hinted at, or they seem to imply, better way to put it, they seem to imply that there's going to be more of these than there were the NES Classics. Okay. So that everybody's going to have a pretty good shot at getting these. I doubt it, because scalpers are going to, if it's anything like it was with the NES Classic, scalpers are going to nab these things so fast.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be on eBay for everybody. So I have an order for one in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
When they went up on the UK, and I still have not gotten that order declined yet.
That seems to be where all the good stuff is, isn't it?
Well, you know, they went on pre-order early, and I got it pretty easily enough. There wasn't a lot of the things didn't go fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that in there, but a lot of people, like, there was a thing that said these do not ship to the US, but you could still go through the process.
Yeah,
you could even you could even choose global shipping. If they couldn't be shipped to the US. I don't see how you could do global shipping.
Global shipping, yeah.
You know, unless maybe they could, I don't know. So I have that order in. It hasn't been canceled, and I've been following the thread on it, and nobody else who got their orders in for the UK version has been canceled either. So, yeah. Look, if I get one from the States here, I probably will cancel that one from the UK because I am not out to – or maybe I'll keep it and get that one in and then sell the other one, but I'm not out to make a buck on it, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm seriously not out to flip these things and make anything off of them. If anything else, I'm out to mod them and put more stuff on them, which I know that you can do with any Raspberry Pi. I get that. I know you can easily homemade these things. So, anyway, we got more coming up a little bit later. New games released this week, and of course you'll hear music from these new games when we go to breaks and when we come out of breaks. Our first one comes from a brand new game that was released this week called Tacoma. I think this is by the same company that did Gone Home, which a lot of people referred to as like a walking simulator, but it still told a really good story.
Yeah.
So they have one called Gone Home. It takes place in space, which is all great and stuff. So we're going to hear from that, and we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll have more of In-Game Chat right after this.
Thank you.
And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt. Anything yet, Matt? What games you played? All right. This is music from Castle Storm. It got released this week. I think it's a VR thing for PlayStation VR. So this one's called Donkey Island. That's the name of this track. Oddly enough, they had we played Infinite Golf last week. Music from Infinite Golf. That was a Zen Studios game. Castle Storm is also a Zen Studios game. The guys who did Pinball FX, which I'm a big fan of. And this track's kind of cutesy, I guess. For apparently something called Donkey Island. All right, let's jump to the phones because somebody's calling us. You're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. How about y'all?
We're doing all right. Going to open up some loot crates here later on in the show.
That's cool.
Yep. What are you doing? What are you playing?
Well, I got done with Final Fantasy XII, and like RJ recently in the past, I decided to get back into Fallout 4 and finally finish that up and go through all the expansions and stuff that I had paid for.
I've had that issue too, bought DLC and haven't started it yet.
Do you know that, it's not going to be DLC, but I read where, and I'm jumping off topic, but I read where Shadow of Mordor is the first one. Shadow of War, I think, is the second one. Shadow of War is going to have, like loot crate type stuff. Not what we're talking about here, but like in-game crates of loot. So when you defeat bosses and stuff, you'll open up with loot. But there's also crates that you can buy with in-game money, but you can also buy in-game money with real money. To then buy the chests and the crates and the whatevers. They're going to have microtransactions, I guess, or whatever this... What's the term now for this stuff? I don't know. Microtransactions always felt like DLC. You know what I'm saying? But they also felt like clothing and things like that. This is a single-player game. That is going to have, like, boost loot type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, things that you can, like, armor and
perks.
Yeah, and stuff like that that you can buy. You can get them while playing the game, but you can also spend, apparently you earn in-game money somehow, and you can also spend real money on in-game money to buy these chests and locks and things or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're going to have that. That seems
typical.
Well, maybe it doesn't seem typical for a single player game.
Well, it's happening enough, so it's not surprising, is it?
What in realms is it happening for single player?
I mean, talk about games in general.
Like games in general, yeah. I get. Like I understand, like in Team Fortress 2, and I understand in I don't know what else. I don't know. I tend not to play these games. I know in a lot of mobile games that are free to play, they do this a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you make a choice, and it's like, hey, you got 24 hours before you can do it again. Or you can buy the speed-up boost, and it's $2 or something like that. I don't know. This isn't a free-to-play game, but yet they're offering. Obviously, it's more ways for them to make money. It's not that I agree or disagree with it, because my choice comes down to, will I buy it or not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you've always got a choice.
Yeah, and I don't see that I'm going to do that.
Yes, if you got the time to grind it out, grind it out. But
and I suppose it may depend. I know you're still there, Chris. I suppose it may depend on what comes in these things. Like, hey, if you spend $50, you're gonna get a chest that's got a guaranteed rare. You know what I'm saying? Something like this in there.
Yeah.
So, or epic, or whatever the levels of quality are that they offer. So, I don't know. Anyway, back to you, Chris. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it happens. We get off on a rant on the subject, and we just keep going, don't we?
Well, you know, it feels like it's something I should be, you know, yelling at the sky about, old man yelling at the sky type thing. But for whatever reason, I just don't find the rage there. I find instead of rage, I find curiosity as to, huh? How does this work? Like, what? How?
Yeah. Why is this in here?
Where do you see... I don't know. I need to look into this more, obviously, before I'm passing judgment. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Or I'm not passing judgment on it because I want to find out more about it. But where is the incentive? You know what I'm saying? Where is...
Convenience.
Where's the hook? There's got to be a hook somewhere for them to get people to spend that money.
Convenience.
Maybe. Again.
Getting something a lot quicker than you normally would grinding.
I suppose.
That's the only thing that comes to mind.
But again,
right now,
I haven't read up on the details. In fact, let me open this thing up here because I've got the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me open that up. And Chris, you go ahead and talk while I read over this.
Yeah. It could be similar to what Diablo 3 did early in the days when it first came out, because they had an auction house where you could spend real money on in-game items, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read the article here, and I'd love your input here, Chris, while you're on the phone with us.
All right.
Shadow of War will contain loot boxes, which can be unlocked, earning in-game gold. However, if you want to speed things along, you can pay real money for additional gold. Monolith Productions announced yesterday these boxes of goodies would be included in Shadow of War, and there are two different ones available, loot chests and war chests. That's words that have S's and T's way too close together. Like ghosts. And yes. Matt's here, by the way, at the back door.
Again.
You want to go down and get him? Okay. I'm going to hold off on this because I want to get Matt's opinion as well. So tell him to skip the kitchen. Tell him to come up. All right. It's just you and me, Chris.
That's fine. We'll keep him occupied until they get back in there.
So, it's just us now. Finally alone. together.
Yeah, in a few minutes, I want to send you a song request for next weekend. And actually, it's from an old physical recording that I've done for one of the old Super NES role-playing games called Secret of Mana. The next to the last boss fight in the game.
That's fine. Another kind of amendment to that as well. I don't want to throw rules down everybody's throat here, but when you send in... Like when you send suggestions for music for the game for next week's show, also it needs to be the original music. I don't, like somebody wanted to send in, oh man, there's this great metal guitar cover of the Super Mario thing. I was like, no. We want original. We don't want covers. I don't want any covers. I just want the original music from the games. So keep that in mind as well. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Hello, you probably made it.
Yes, he is now in the studio with us. And we were going over a thing here. Shadow of War is going to have loot boxes now. Like, it's a single-player game that's going to have loot boxes that you can buy with real money.
Yeah.
Right, see? I should be upset about this, but I don't actually really care. But I want to read up on it, and that's what I was doing. I was reading up on how this all works, because I didn't want to jump the gun and be an old man yelling at sky thing.
I guess it's as long as it's, you know...
Well, let's read up about it before we talk about it. Monolith Productions announced yesterday these boxes of goodies would be included in Shadow of War. There are two different ones available, loot chests and war chests. Other items are going to be also available through the store, look at this, XP boosts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another word, chests, boosts. It's too many S's and T's. And bundles. To purchase these items, players can spend the gold that they're earned throughout the game as the player progresses, or you can spend your own money to buy more gold.
Okay, so as long as... See, that doesn't sound that bad, because it sounds like if there is, like, a loot box that you want, then you earn money through the game that you could use towards that.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be, like, something... what game was it? Was it For Honor, maybe? The silver or the metal or something that you could buy. Oh, I'm sorry. I got your mic off, RJ.
No, Four on ahead, something like that, where you could buy the same thing. Buy some stuff if you want to speed your progress along.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, basically convenience, really. It, for me, the whole thing really boils down to you got the option to grind or buy one of the two, right?
Yeah.
But the thing that gets me is...
But Four Honor made it in such a way that the grinding was
That's what I'm about to say. A grinding is... I think designers are making grinding a lot more tedious than it needs to be. Exactly.
See, I don't mind it like that, where if it's money that you acquire in the game itself for the boost or whatever, that's all right. Ghost Recon has it where you could they have the store where you could buy packets of like the sniper package or the commando packet, all these different things. But the only way you get the money for that is to actually spend real world money. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you could, find, XP or something in the game itself to go towards, hey, because I really want this package of weapons.
Yeah.
You have to spend real money or find them somewhere in the world.
It's like, yeah, in Injustice 2 that I was talking about earlier, there's something in there you can buy called Source Crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are basically used for cosmetic appearances to your character, different shaders for each character's outfit. You know, you're not going to find it in a mother box that you can get in-game. I mean, you can earn currency in-game, but that's for special events in the multiverse parts, the single-player multiverse parts of the game. Like, for one instance, you can get yourself a platinum box, but you got to spend 150 in-game currency, 150,000 units of currency in-game to get a chance at doing it. Like now, you can earn that in the game, or...
I'm trying to remember
the game, but it's going to take a minute.
For Destiny, is that for the silver that you could earn that within the game itself? Correct?
No,
no.
That is just straight up. Okay. No.
For you had to buy the silver in order to buy stuff, but the loot they offered you was nothing that improved your. It didn't improve.
It was just cosmetics.
Yes,
cosmetics,
it was all cosmetics, and it didn't boost your XP.
Cosmetics and dance.
See, I was going to say
that's because
the silver dance did improve the game.
No, but that's because there was a multiplayer component involved in that, and so they couldn't do that.
Yeah, because
this is
then
single
they don't
player.
Yeah,
Shadow of War single player. And let me go on in the article here. Other items also available: XP boosts and bundles. To purchase these items, players can move gold throughout the game as player progresses, or you can buy the gold to you can use real money to buy the gold. Here's the rundown on the purchasable items per monolith. Loot chests. These contain gear, weapons, and armor of varying rarity. Equipping and upgrading these weapons and armor enhance Talon's character's abilities. Loot chests can also contain XP boosts that help level him up faster. Then there's the war chests. They provide orc followers of varying rarity to help forge a strong army. They can also contain training orders to level up and customize orc followers.
All
right. XP boosts are consumables that help level you up faster. And then bundles are packaged loot crate. I'm sorry. They're packaged up loot chests, war chests, and boosts together. So you can buy a single loot chest, a single war chest, or you can buy XP boost, or you can buy bundles that have all of them. As far as in-game currency goes, the gold can be acquired by defeating treasure orcs, destroying gear, destroying orc followers for gear that can then be destroyed for gold, and then finding gold stashes within the game. Gold can be used to get higher level loot chests, war chests, boosts, and bundles. Gold can be acquired through the PlayStation Store, Xbox Store, or it can be added to the player's Steam wallet.
All right.
It'll also be awarded in small amounts at specific milestones and for participating in community challenges.
See that? I don't have an issue with that.
Monolith was quick to point out that no content in Shadow of War is behind a gate, as it can all be acquired through normal gameplay.
Yeah.
Now, For Honor said the same thing, but they made the grinding so ridiculous
that you'd want to go through.
Right. In fact, I think they had to patch the thing because of that, didn't they?
They may have.
I want to say that they changed the way loot dropped for that because there was a lot of people complaining about it, but I don't remember. So,
Yeah. Anyway.
It's like, remember when we all got together and played City of Heroes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how grinding was when you got to, I think the max was like level 50, right?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
When you got to like level 25.
Then it just got really
I think you absolutely had to be with a team.
Yes.
In order to progress level wise. You can get to 25 by yourself, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But
anything
25
past
and up,
that.
No, you have to be with a team. And it was stuff like that.
And
that,
it got to
that gets noticeably tedious.
To me, for City of Heroes, it got to be to the point where whenever you die, you know, they would penalize you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was... There's a point where you get high enough where the penalization was way worse than, you know, any reward.
Yeah, but I think
you're just putting the hole too much.
Yeah, but I think if you died enough and you did get that penalty, I think you earned something more than you normally would if you had no penalty. I think you earned more, more currency or something if you had a high death count.
Yeah.
But when it was gone, it was at normal levels. But when you had penalty, you increased your amount you could pick up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a noticeably hard grind when you got to 25 and up.
Do you care about this at all, Chris?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in it. It's kind of similar to some of the mobile games. That one that I've been playing now is called Defender 3. But you know, you could spend money and stuff to progress through the game. But you know, I like to have a little bit of a challenge, and I don't want to spend money on something like that. I want to make it enjoyable.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of it on free to play games. I've never.
You haven't bought the stuff?
I think on the Simpsons game is about the only thing I did once was buy some stuff there, and that was it. I really have never spent money on my free-to-play games. And, I mean, going back to Destiny, I never spent any more than the silver they gave me at the whenever they introduced that thing, which was like 400 pieces. They're like, here you go. Here's a starter. Here's something to get you hooked, kids.
Yeah, the first one's free.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Come back for more. Yeah. Yeah, so I've never been a fan of it, but I've also, again, I've also never been angry towards it. It's never been anything that's like ruined my enjoyment of a game. Well, I take that back. The fact that you have to wait so long to make some of the choices in some of these games, like you make a choice in some of the free-to-play games, then there's a timer. Mm-hmm. Like it's 12 hours before you can do this again unless you buy a boost. That completely ruins my enjoyment of games.
Yeah.
I hate that. But those are mobile games, and for the most part, I don't count those. But something like Destiny, it didn't bother me. There's been a couple of others, I think, where you could buy in-game stuff, and I've just never been, you know, none of the stuff in Ghost Recon Wildlands, I guess, in the beta or whatever. I've just never seen it elsewhere where I felt like I need to spend money, extra money, on anything in there. So it's never really bothered me that much. So, hey, Chris, thanks for calling, man.
All right, I'll send you a private message on Facebook in the name of that title of that song. I'll send you a copy of that file.
Also, send, you know, it'd be great if you send me an email because I kind of want to keep these all grouped together. But send me an email and kind of describe as to why you like that track.
Okay,
you know?
So what's the email on the what's the email you're talking about?
Everyone at ingamechat.net.
Okay, I'll send you that one.
That one. I'm gonna try and group those all together.
All right.
So, thanks for calling, man.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Take care, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, we got about 10 minutes. Matt, what have you been playing?
Ghost Recon.
Okay.
I picked it up last Saturday, and Kevin also picked it up, and we've been pretty much every night just, you know, going out, you know, the two of us.
Kevin wants to do some streaming stuff, and I need to get back in touch with him because I'm actually totally I'm down for it. I don't think I can really participate.
He's been streaming our plays, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think he's one of the ones we host when we're not running, when we're down. You know,
I think so.
We host him, RJ, Multile, and so I think we host those streams whenever he runs those. But he sent me an email about.
Yeah.
Doing something together, and I haven't really gotten back to him about it, and I feel bad about that. So sorry, Kevin, if you're listening, watching, hearing this later. So yeah, Ghost Recon Wildlands. Anything else?
Really, that's been it. It's been I'm having a lot of fun with
it. You guys burning through the story? You're just doing side missions, or what?
A little bit of both. Okay. We're doing some side missions, story, just you know, sort of chilling around in the game. I've been playing it on my own more so than he has, so I'm. Level 15 out of I think 30 is.
When you guys play, do you bring any pickups or is it just you?
Just us two.
Is it just you two, and then what? Some AI or is it just you two?
Just us two.
Okay.
When you play it single player, you have AI, like three others,
right?
Yeah. But when someone else joins in your game as a multiplayer, the AI goes away, so it's just you and the other. So I mean that makes it challenging because where most missions you know are under the assumption that you're going to have four people, you know, doing it with just two. It can be as fun and as challenging than normal. So I'm enjoying it a lot.
I don't know how much because I know you got held up at your job there.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much at the beginning of the show you heard, but we are next week we're doing the music show.
Yes.
I got Gareth Coker to call in. He's the guy for Ori and the Blind Forest, Ark, Mean Greens. And he's got something else that he's working on, too. And then we got Jason Graves. He's from The Order, 1886, Dead Space, Far Cry Primal.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of other things under his belt. So we're going to have him on the show as well. And we'll have Chris is going to send in a favorite track. If anybody else has favorite tracks that they like, send them to us, everyone at ingamechat.net. But please... like, give me an explanation. Don't just send the track and be like, this is one of my favorites. Well, why? Why is it one of your favorites? I'm sure all of us have a favorite piece of music from a game that we love, and there's a reason why we love that. Not just because it's catchy, but maybe it struck a chord at the right moment in the game that it came into, you know, something like that. So, you know, just give me an idea as to why you like what it is that you're suggesting. So that's the thing. We're coming up close. Do you have any favorites? I don't think. See, you weren't here. By the way, the year we did that was 2013, September 7th, 2013.
Okay.
The people in the studio was me, James, and RJ.
All right.
That was it. And this was before we had the camera like this. We had the we had one camera over here.
Yeah, just trying to capture everybody.
And we had the Chromecast doing the in-game chat up in the TV monitor there.
Yeah.
So I don't think you were in town for this.
I don't think I was.
I don't think you were in the country for this. Let me put it that way.
I don't remember where I was in September of 13.
Do you have any favorite, just off the top of your head?
Main title for Outlaws.
Is that a LucasArts game?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Just, I mean, because, you know, it was the first Western first-person shooter game I played, and I really...
I used that before? I don't think so. Or did I?
I don't think you have.
I don't think I have. That'll be good.
But, I mean, it's very invocative of Morricone. You know, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Send me an email about that at some point, because I'm going to forget for next week, but I'll use it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure it's online.
No, 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 I know. Remind me, because I'm going to forget while I'm trying to do the show. I'm going to forget to include it into the show.
But, yeah, I mean, just off the top of my head, it'd be either that or one of the tracks from MechWarrior 2.
Yeah. I think we played MechWarrior. Yeah.
Yeah. And when, or Curse of Monkey Island open theme. I love that one.
We've done that one plenty of times as well. That used to be in the roundup of
That one makes me happy.
Which we don't do anymore.
A lot of those just, you know, sort of remind me of that time frame and just, you know, bring it back. I'm like, oh yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
Because I don't consider like any of the Star Wars games music, you know, really, because it's just a lot of that was rehashed.
Just borrowed from the movies.
Movie scores. Yeah.
That's true. All right, well, we're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat, of course, and your calls if you'd like to call in, 334-272-9228. One of the things that I wanted to get to was, it was a thing about GameStop, and so we're going to talk about...
Yeah, you teased that, and I was curious.
I teased it, and I don't know if she's listening, but I think she's an employee of GameStop. She was curious about the Loot Crate stuff, and I told her, hey, we're going to open up a big set of Loot Crate things on the show.
Employee here in local, or?
Yeah, locally employed here at a GameStop, and so we're going to open up some loots. And I when I posted about this on my Facebook page, I said that I was completely fine with it, and she responded with a sad face, because it's going to suck for her, I know. But we'll talk about that coming up in the next segment, and we'll also open up the loots, and we'll do all that. Much more to come here on In-Game Chat. We'll be right back with more. Here is music from a game that released, was it this past week? I think it was the week before or something like that. Anyway, it's a 3DS title. It's Hey Pikmin, and this is the Crystal Tunnels track. We'll be right back with more In-Game Chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, we've got RJ and Matt here as well.
Yep.
So all the tracks now are going to be featured tracks from composer Daniel Licht, or Licht, L-I-C-H-T.
Licht?
Yeah, something like that. I hate that I'm mispronouncing his name. He passed away earlier in this week. Mm-hmm. Cancer. That thing that words I cannot express on the air.
Yeah. Dragon cancer.
On FCC-controlled radio, the words that I want to associate with cancer. 60 years old. He did a lot of other things than video game scores, but this was from Silent Hill Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
The track was called Cold Blood. He scored all 8 seasons of Dexter. And he also did medical drama Body of Proof.
Don't really remember.
He did a lot of horror stuff. Hellraiser, Bloodline, 2 Amityville movies, NBC's Brave New World. But he also scored video games. Silent Hill is one of them, and Dishonored 1 and 2 as well. So I'm going to be featuring those. So every track that you hear from the rest of the show will be composed by him from the games that he scored. So Lethal Migraine, I agree. Dexter was great, but Showtime ruined it. You're exactly right.
Should have ended a few seasons before.
Oh, Lord, shouldn't ever. Yeah. God. That was a show where they said, you know, we're still making money on it. Keep going. We don't care what you're doing. Just keep doing it.
They should have ended it with Trinity.
Ugh, God, it was horrible. And I still watched it, too. I watched it all the way through.
Oh, yeah, same here.
Yeah.
That last episode, I was just like, ugh.
That was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But anyway. So, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was a thing about GameStop. And apparently it was announced that they are going to be open on Thanksgiving this year.
Okay.
There's a lot of people and the closer we get to the Black Friday Thanksgiving thing, I know the more I'm going to hear about it, but I see a lot of people post about, if you're open up on, I'm just not going to do, but they deserve their time off with the families. Why are we thinking about concern? And I don't believe that.
I have mixed feelings about working on Thanksgiving.
I have no mixed feelings about working on any holiday, and I left I did the camera thing, didn't I?
Yeah. There we go.
So bad. I'm so sorry.
I've had to work over multiple Thanksgivings, multiple holidays, multiple, you know. So I've had to, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like.
So have I.
That's sometimes you know, to be employed, sometimes you have to do that. You know, I've spent, you know, a couple of, you know, holiday seasons. You know, away from family, away from the country.
Yeah, I don't want to bring up the whole like police officers and firefighters and the doctors and stuff.
Military.
I don't want to bring that up because everybody says, well, those are essential needs.
Public service.
Yes, they have to be done. Yeah. I understand.
Retail.
That.
Yeah, but I mean, part of retail is you're working retail and it's not the best job in the world and sometimes.
Yeah, so exactly.
Sometimes it just sucks.
In my case, retail, grocery store, Thanksgiving. You need that last minute stuff. You're going to be open till about 6 or 7 o'clock in the grocery store, and the post office 24/7. You're going to be running on that because I've done that too.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody talks about that. I'm not going to support these businesses that stay open on things. And I'm like, well, you're going to sit home and watch football, right?
Well, what about gas stations?
Everybody, well, again, you could call those essential needs if you want to, but you sit home and watch the football games or whatever. If you're watching a football game or any live television production.
People are working. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. There's a lot of people working in those things, too.
As much as I would like for people to be off work, especially like GameStop or whatnot, retail stuff, you know, I would like people to be off work. Part of me is like, I can't stand it when everything's closed down because, like, you know, all right, so it's just another day and I have stuff I need to do. You know, so when like the whole city closes down.
Well, I can tell you now, doing it on Thanksgiving or Black Friday is not the day to do regular, ordinary things.
True.
The stores it's just horrible to get out in those. I actually love movie theaters.
You know, they're open on Thanksgiving.
That's where my experience come from on working on holidays. Movie theaters are open 24/7. 365 days
every
a year.
Every day.
Yeah. No, they're not open 24/7. They're open 7 days a week.
Some are starting to.
Every day of every month, all 12 months a year. You know, they're completely open every single day.
And those people have families.
Typically. Yeah, they do. And one of the requirements is that you've got to work, you know, if you're going to, you know, they try to do the schedule up so you only got to put in a few hours
on that day. If you could, if you can as an employer, you know, work it out to the employee's benefit as much as possible.
And then in some ways, if you when you get scheduled like that, you can talk to another employee and be like, hey, can you do my shift?
Yeah, because some people just might not care.
Yeah, and they're, and they're fine with it, and I don't mind that. But yeah, and then the other thing was you've got to work when it came down to Christmas, it's like, you know, work Christmas Eve, you're going to work Christmas Day. Which one are you going to do? You got to do one of them, and you only got to do it for a little while, but you got to do one. And so, you know, I've had to work. I've had to work on my holidays. I have. Yeah. And by the way, the movie theater here, or back when I was working, you didn't get paid extra working on
it's
the holidays.
Day.
Yeah. Apparently, and I don't know this for certain, but I was reading in some threads who were complaining about this. Apparently, GameStop has agreed to pay those who work on Thanksgiving time and a half.
See, if that would be nice.
Yeah.
I would do, like, if my employer did that, like, you know, hey, we need you to work this day, but it'll be time and a half, I'd be like, yeah, no problem. That's extra money. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is nice. That is a little bit of a compensation that, you know, all right. Mm-hmm. But just to complain about it, I don't know.
Oh, wow. 3 years ago, GameStop announced plans to close all of its stores on Thanksgiving, telling press that the move was out of respect. In 2014... they said, at GameStop, we often use the phrase protect the family in reference to our business. A large part of what that means to us is to not open any of our stores, and they list off all of them, U.S. locations on Thanksgiving Day out of respect for our store associates and their families and friends. We believe it's the right decision not only for our employees, but also for our customers. Enjoy this time with your loved ones, and we'll see you on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They were closed on Thanksgiving in 2015 and 2016, mm-hmm. but this year they're going to be open on Thanksgiving day.
Things change.
Again, what if you're like an employee and like that's some extra money that you could use, mm-hmm. and like a day that, you know, you're not working and not making money, then, you know, that might be rough for some people that, you know, need that income.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I haven't bought anything at a GameStop in years.
Well, I've bought from GameStop only because it was exclusive there, you know?
Yeah.
Or they were doing, like, last year, I bought my PS4 Pro from there because they had a special deal on trade-in any Xbox or any PS4. You get $75 extra credit towards the trade-in. So I traded in two consoles to buy one because I already had... I had bought an Xbox One S that I had gotten from a special deal at Amazon on Black Friday, and it was like $250, a 1 terabyte Xbox One S. I was like, oh, this is great. Normally, $250 was the 500 gig version.
Yeah.
But I wanted a 1 terabyte because I had already had a 1 terabyte Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
So I snagged that, which means I had an extra Xbox One 1 terabyte version hanging out at the house. So I took that in, and then I took in my PS4 and took that in and traded that in because I was going to get a PS4 Pro. So
yeah.
I was still getting a PS4 either way and only ended up having to buy a PS4 for $50 after all the trade-in stuff. So that was kind of nice. Yeah, Lethal Migrant says, if you work on Christmas, you get 4 times pay. If you work Christmas night, you get 4.5 times pay.
That's in Laos.
Oh, in Laos. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know that any. I don't know that you do that here. I don't know. No. I don't know what Alabama law states. I know.
Take the employee in, you know.
No, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Trust me, I was there when you know. I've seen the we don't pay overtime. You know, they didn't have to pay overtime.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the big things that was coming up when there was the whole. Oh God, it was that thing Obama was going to sign into legislation. Where if you work a certain hours, you're going to have to get paid overtime. And then businesses were like, we'll just figure out a way not to have to do that. We're going to cut everybody's hours.
Yeah. My views on that aren't right for this radio station.
Yeah, but it never happened.
I know.
To some people's dismay and to some people's, you know, hooray. that it never actually went into legislation. So, but this, I don't, again, I never, I've never had a problem with people opening up on Black Friday, Thanksgiving, whatever. Not only because I work there, but also because I love going out during this time. Yeah. I know everybody else says, oh God, I don't want to get out in that crowd. I love it.
Now,
I love it. I may not buy anything, but man, I love checking that stuff out and just seeing everybody walking around grabbing everything they can.
You've been maced.
I don't. No, no, no. I don't do the Walmart.
You don't do the Walmart?
I will never again do the Walmart. No, I did the Walmart
you did
one
Walmart
year.
Walmart one time, and that was all.
And I will never do it again.
I think we've all got a Walmart story of someone acting
best,
badly.
Yeah, like the Best Buys and the Targets, and I don't know about, you know, I don't want to rag on GameStop, but I said this in a thread. I said, you know what? I'm perfectly okay with this, but then again, GameStop hardly has anything. When it comes to those Black Friday deals,
they hardly have any deals.
They really don't. They can't compete
exactly
against the other stores. So I'm like, eh, this would be worth it if they got some deals that day that are actually better than some others. Then I could see the point.
I think the GameStop Black Friday deals, they don't bug you about the subscriptions.
Well, it's not just that. Well,
I mean, Walmart, Target, places like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, places like that, they have other stuff to. You can buy and purchase when you're in that store. Make the spur of the moment.
Yeah, they get impulse sales. Buys.
But GameStop is
very
video
niche.
Games and video games and video games only.
And a lot of collectibles. Lot of collectibles. They've turned into more of a collectibles place than they've turned into a game store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, when I go in there, I hardly look at games. I'm looking at the collectibles that they've got.
You're looking at the ceiling, right?
There were some really cool figures that they had over there the last time I was there I should check out again. But
I mean, just how that store's changed, you know, since the years that I was working
there. Did you ever
work?
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you work there? Was it called something else? Was it
Software Etc.? Well, I first worked at Electronics Boutique in Montgomery Mall and then Software Etc.
Right.
And then later on, I have worked at a GameStop.
We never had a Babbage's here, did we?
No, we didn't. Okay. But it was all bought out by the same corporation.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, back when it was EB and Software Etc., it was like almost the polar opposites of, like, the walls were PC games, and then you have the little, you know, the
section
middle
for
islands
console,
for
yeah.
consoles. Now it's, you know, nothing but consoles and, you know, collectibles. So just watching how the store and then, I guess, the needs of the community of gamers has changed, you know, with the digital distribution with Steam and everything else, it's been interesting.
And it's not just that, though. You know, one of the reasons they are staying open is because of the Has your thing updated?
Has my...
I'm sorry. I still see the black in-game chat thing.
We're still running.
Oh. No, I don't think I'm...
But the chat's working for you?
I believe so. Yeah, okay, the chat's working fine. I don't think the...
Video's still running.
That's fine. I'm just looking. I know that we're on up here, but I see yours, and I'm like, oh, what's... Okay, just to make sure.
So we're still good. We're still good.
All right. All right. So I was going to say the... they kind of have to do this. I mean...
Look, like I said, things changed.
I see a time when, you know, even like Best Buy and the other stores are going to start opening up. I mean, right now they already do. They open at like 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
They're going earlier and earlier now, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty soon it'll be like, you know, how Christmas comes.
Noon.
You know, earlier
every
year, you know, like. I'm half expecting, you know, since it's August, to start hearing Christmas music.
It's hard to compete against the online sales, man.
It is.
You know, and that's something
that can't beat the convenience on that. You don't have to go out in the crowd, and someone will ship it to you.
Yeah,
if they do everything right.
Which that's another thing, by the way. If you agree not to shop at these stores because they're staying open on Thanksgiving, you better not be buying anything online because there's people there working.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
there are people there working. There are trucks driving to other places to do shipments. There are people who work on these days off, and your consumerism in any way, shape, or form is contributing to that. Regardless, if you say you're not going to shop on those days.
Someone else will.
It's still doing it. You know, it is still doing it. You can't stop it. It's going to happen. There is no amount of, with the exception, I don't know what state this is, but there's a state that has a law that says these stores cannot open on Thanksgiving Day. I'm not kidding.
I don't like that.
No, that sounds horrible.
On holidays or just Thanksgiving itself?
I know Thanksgiving is one of them. Is it Michigan or Missouri?
See, I don't like that because then that's, you know, the state dictating what you can do as a business owner.
State law, stores closed.
Let's see. I got an article. Let's see. Oh, it says 2014. Old one. Some New England states?
Maine. This is from 2016. Here's why Maine makes most stores close on Thanksgiving, but not others. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of exemptions, including stores with fewer than 5 employees and for stores with fewer than 5,000 square feet.
Well, this is an old article. It may have changed now, but I think it was Massachusetts, Maine, and Rhode Island.
Yeah. Where they have them close on those days.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, whoa, wait a second. Do you realize what you're doing to that business?
Mm-hmm.
Because those people who want to shop at places are going to shop online for them. You know? They're going to lose that. But with the exception of like something like Best Buy, who's a major chain. If you shop online at Best Buy, then going to the store, it doesn't matter. They're making the money either way, but mm-hmm. Where they lose out is places like Amazon or some other place that's open that doesn't have a brick and mortar
mm-hmm.
type thing that's related to it. I know Walmart has an online. I know GameStop has an online. I know all these places have online shopping that you can do that doesn't matter if their stores are open or not, but you're still losing out to whatever Amazon's doing. So mm-hmm. I don't particularly like that idea either, Matt, about where they mandate that in a state. So, look, I'm all for it. That's all I'm saying. And I know it's going to come up hot and heavy when we get closer and closer to Black Friday. We'll be talking about it on the morning show that I'm here with, about what stores are open and what they feel like. And we'll get calls where people say they shouldn't do it. And I'm going to stand my ground. There's no way you can convince me that it's wrong. There just isn't. Like, I can totally get it if everybody did it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But everybody isn't going to do it because you can make money.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's totally fine with me. Go ahead, make the money. That's it. If sometimes I do buy from those Black Friday sales. I have often bought a lot from those Black Friday sales. I did last year. I bought a lot of games for the Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
A lot of the games that I probably could have held off on because I haven't even played them yet.
Same here.
Could have got them even cheaper.
You know how many games I bought earlier that I could have just waited on, like 2-3 months, and it would have been like half off.
I can tell you, I think at least 3 off the top of my head right now. Mafia 3.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Dogs 2.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one? Was it Battlefield, I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think Battlefield had a sale.
Like one?
Battlefield 1, yeah, last year. And I think I may have grabbed that. Didn't play them at all.
Yeah, Until Dawn. I paid $20 for that. I could have got it free.
There is always that. There is always these games that are going to show up there. That's a good long wait to get them.
Yeah, but by the time I bought it, it was like dropped to $20.
When did you play it? Did you play it when you bought it?
No.
So you still haven't played it?
I haven't played it.
When you feel kind of bad about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I haven't played it yet, but I could have got it free if I'd waited a little bit.
Yeah, Until Dawn.
Yeah.
I was about to buy it. I've been looking at that.
You're about to pull the trigger on that, but you waited. And
it was $19. I was like, all right.
Yeah,
that's not,
what I mean. Yeah,
then when I heard about it, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before.
It's happened to all of us.
Yeah, it's plenty of times, yeah.
Where the game eventually becomes free, and then you're like, wow, I still haven't played that. I could have held off.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons I look at games like Shadow of War.
Yeah.
That's going to come out in October. I know how fast those Warner Brothers games get discounted.
I mean, the fact that we got Mordor for, $5 with everything, I'm willing to wait, a year or two. For Shadow of War, to get it like ridiculously cheap
I mean, maybe not a year or two, but it's going to get lower than retail.
Yeah.
Lower than the retail cost.
Well, because I'm sure in the meantime, I'll have other stuff to play.
Well, in particular for that one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Destiny hits in September.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shadow of War hits mid-October.
Yeah.
But then at the end of October, we're everything. Drowning in it.
Yeah.
Destiny 2 for PC. Super Mario Odyssey, which I know you won't play. Assassin's Creed Origins hits that day.
This is in October?
October 27th. Stranger Things Season 2.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein 2.
Colossus.
That's the other one. Yeah.
Which I already ordered.
Pre-ordered here. Same as well.
That's a busy... Well, yeah, because we saw that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we see a deal? For like 30-some-odd bucks on CD keys or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never pass up a good deal.
Not like that.
Nope. Never do.
Mm. October's a conducive in there, yeah. Destiny 2, let's see, but South Park?
That's right. South Park's the other one.
South Park
is the other one.
The Evil Within 2.
Yeah.
Got that one.
That's on, I think, the, what is that, October 13th?
13th, October 13th.
Yeah, Friday. Is that a Friday? October 13th.
Yeah.
October's got a Friday the 13th in it. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good timing on Evil Within, too, then.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Friday the 13th on October. Yeah, that's good.
It's probably been, like, ready for the past year, and, like, we'll just hold off for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Because it's just perfect timing.
It'll make more sense when this way.
Gran Turismo Sport?
I think a Battletech should be
October's
coming.
October's a busy month. November seems like a pretty dull month compared to what October's throwing
out. Because everyone's going
to
be playing games from October.
Especially the end of October. October 27th is right there at the end.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, what, 2-3 weeks of November before we hit Black Friday, and then everything's pretty much done as far as releases.
Yeah.
Last year we had Last Guardian to look for in a December release. I don't know what we have this year to look for in a December release, but... But yeah, it's all packed in the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I know Call of Duty will get a November release like it always does.
November 3rd, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crackdown 3, Need for Speed Payback.
Well, Crackdown 3 is going to release with the Xbox One X.
X, yeah.
Not packaged with it, but it's releasing the same day the console releases. Which you still can't pre-order those, by the way.
Really?
The FCC hasn't done their approval yet.
Wow.
So which is, it's not held up. It's not like, hey, guys, we need to, you screwed
something
up. It's not
getting to the point where it's, getting worrisome.
Yeah, they'll do it. In fact, the SNES Classic, the reason it hasn't gotten FCC approval yet either.
Okay.
It hasn't, I don't think the UK has those things, but that's why the UK and Asia and a bunch of other markets have already done their pre-orders. They don't have to go through this rigmarole with government. Approval on things, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's still waiting for an FCC classification, and once it gets that, then it's able to be sold. It's able to be pre-ordered. So that's the same way with the Xbox One X and what they're waiting on right now. So, all right, let's go to a break. I think we're good on that conversation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sometimes I get on a soapbox. There was a soapbox about the loot crates and the war chests, or the loot chests and the war chests. And then also this whole thing when people rage against, why are they open on Thanksgiving? That's a day you should spend. I understand it's a national, it's a U.S. holiday. I get that. It's not always observed by everybody in the U.S., so don't make that assumption. Mm-hmm. But I understand what you're aiming for. It's just never going to happen in, a capitalistic society where
it's a business.
People are going to make money. It's a business.
And if they're going to make money, anything they can do to make money, they will do it. And if they have to work on Thanksgiving,
man, there was
Christmas,
a thread on NeoGAF about this whole thing, and there were people in there.
Like pitchforks and
torches. Oh, my God. I couldn't understand their way of thinking because they were all like, they should have the, and I kept saying, do you understand how jobs work? Like, if you're an employee, because they were like talking about this should be criminal. And I said,
but this isn't new.
No, it's not. And I said, if you're an employee, you give over certain things. You know, you sign that contract basically,
and you get compensated with money.
And it may not even be time and a half, but like you give up. Like there's something in their handbook, guidelines, whatever it is that you've signed.
How many jobs do you wish you had weekends on?
Yeah, that's
you're an employee. You have to work a weekend.
That say, do you agree to work certain
holidays? Yeah.
Yeah,
and you give that up, and it's like, well, if you're scheduled, then you just they don't. None of them say you should go find a new job. They feel like it just shouldn't be done. And I said, there's just, I don't understand why you feel like. I hate to say this, it's gonna sound horrible. I don't understand why you feel like the employee has rights. They don't in this case. They really don't. They have the right to find somebody else to work the shift.
Now that sounds like this radio station.
Or. I'm not kidding, man. I mean, I understand in some situations where, you know, you shouldn't do that type of thing, but we're not, you know, we're not killing puppies or some stuff.
No,
they're not being ordered to do that. They're working on a holiday.
It's a day.
And so, I mean, your right extends to the fact that you need to show up when you're scheduled or find somebody to show up when you're scheduled that can cover the shift for you in order to get off. You haven't, there's no other way around it.
And typically, I would like to think employees should, you know, they're willing to work with you if it is extenuating circumstances or, you know.
Yeah, and I also don't feel like it's big Mr. Devil Horns
or Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, like, he's giving one piece of coal. I don't feel like it's that either. I think the... The people who make those schedules and stuff are probably trying to work with you as best they can. But it's also one of these things where Johnny's got to work it, and so should you, and everybody else needs to take a little piece of the sacrifice, basically, to have to do it. And if you can find a way out of it, that's fine, but it's something you agreed to when you signed up.
Yeah.
And if you think it's wrong, then try and find a way out of it, or just get out of retail, for one thing. Yeah. Try and get out of retail.
Just in general.
You know, because that's gonna be the thing. That's just gonna be the thing. Yeah, I don't mean to say that employees don't have rights. They do. There's like a thing. There's, what is it, down? Everybody has to post them. Like, you can't don't do child labor, sexual harassment, things like that. There's all these sorts of rules. I get that. But as far as like when you're gonna work, no, no, that's it. So, anyway, enough of me ranting. We're going to take a break. Here's more music from composer Daniel. And what did we decide on his last name? Licht.
Let's go with that.
Yes. Who passed away earlier this week from cancer. This is Dishonored 2. It is Emily Caldwin's theme. We'll be right back. And we're going to open up some loot crates next here on In-Game Chat. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Dishonored, the first one. This is Dawd Encounter. The final track that'll play us out will be from Silent Hill Downpour, which was also scored by that composer who passed away this week. Lethal Migraine says, America only cares about the bottom line and couldn't care less about employees. It's disgusting. Look, I understand. If things were different, I would also feel different. But I'm not. The businesses are going to open, and as an employee of that business, you got to work it. I've had to work on holidays in other businesses before. I've had to work on holidays here at the radio station. I had to pay dues and put in my time to do that. And yeah, it's a thing. Accept it. That's all I can say is, and if you don't like it, then find a place that doesn't have to do that. And I'm not saying that means quit your job and get another job, because I understand that job markets, it's hard to find stuff like that, but plan and try and get out of that if you can. If you're unhappy about the hours that you're going to have to work, find a place that works for you if you can. If not, that's the sacrifice you got to make.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. Let's open up some loot crates. Let's start with the one I am most, I'm disappointed in this one.
Have you already opened it?
Well, we've cut the okay. Seal. I haven't opened it yet. But the reason is Loot Pets is for pets, and mainly for dogs. I don't know if there's other pet crate type stuff out there that covers a more wide variety of pets, or lets you pick something like, well, I have a cat, so send me cat toys. I have a parakeet, so send me bird toys. I don't know. But Loot Pets is like geek stuff for your pets and pretty much for dogs. It's also has some of the weakest stuff inside of it that
yeah.
I've never been impressed with.
Sometimes you'll get something cool.
Yeah, the Batman cape we got last time, that was pretty cool. But they really rarely ever surprise me with what they have. It looks like this box is going to be no different.
Oh, geez, that's a lot of empty space.
We have Ninja Turtle scarves. A Ninja Turtle scarf for your dog. It's got, like, Ninja Turtle ice cream pops on it for some reason. Whatever.
Looks like those meme photos from a while back.
I guess.
Yeah. So, the one I'm talking about is a picture of Michelangelo with the eyes are, like, all lopsided and hideous looking.
Mm.
We have dog treats. These are peanut pupper pencils. Dental treats for dogs. Mm-hmm. Not a geek thing related to this at all. It's just treats for your dog.
Mm-hmm. Geeks like peanut butter.
I know, but there's nothing like...
Everybody likes peanut butter.
I was stretching, man.
Unless you have an allergy.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't bad. This is looks like a Simpsons dog toy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it has to squeak.
Donut. It's a donut, but it looks like it's a chew toy for dogs from Zippy Paws. Let's see if it squeaks.
It does.
It qualifies. Good.
A big smile on my face when I do that. I don't know why. And then we've got...
The box is much of a disappointment now.
Yeah, this is an animation themed. So we had Ninja Turtles from Nickelodeon, Simpsons, and then SpongeBob.
That dog looks drawn.
What is this? Incredibubbles.
Oh, is it edible bubbles?
Non-toxic, safe fun for pets and kids, peanut butter flavor infused, allergen free.
Peanut butter bubbles? I want to eat it.
Fun for dogs, cats, kids, and even adults.
Oh, good. I'm an adult.
Blow the bubbles as high in the air as possible. Catch and hold them in your hand. For best results, wave the bubbles into the air with your hand. The longer they float in the air, the lighter and more durable they become. And then you can eat them, apparently.
Oh, I want that. I want to eat peanut butter bubbles.
Yeah. So, there you go. And that's all you get in the loot pets.
That's kind of...
I don't know what the price for the loot pets are. But, anything more than $15...
They seem to have more in them earlier, you know?
Let's put them over here because you guys are going to carry them out when we're done anyway.
But, yeah, when we first started getting those, they seemed to have more.
I thought they did, too. okay, now for the loot anime box. I am glad RJ is here because I know next to nothing about anime. Unless it's One Punch Man or...
That's a good one, by the way.
That is a good one. Mm-hmm. Or, the old ones. Vampire Hunter D, Akira. Yeah. Robot?
Robotech.
No, it was something else. It was Sci-Fi Channel used to do these, like, anime
Robot
weekends.
Carnival.
Robot Carnival. Was yeah. It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, lucky me, there's some One Punch Man figures in here. These come from... Original Minis, I guess, is the name. Or are these just exclusive? Mm-hmm. It's a Loot Crate exclusive. It is Lord Boros and Saitama. Is that the name?
Saitama,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they look like there. RJ, if you want to hold those to the camera, because you have much better resolution than I do on my teeny tiny little screen. Oh, you got a manga. This Konosuba? Am I saying that right?
Konosuba, God's blessing on this wonderful world. Yeah.
Is this something you're familiar with? No. Yes.
I think I've seen a couple episodes of this. Yeah.
T-shirt time. Trigun, I think, is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right.
Get a little phone charm. Mm-hmm. I can't tell what that is.
Let's see. It's like a generic kitty charm or whatever.
I don't know what this is either. I like, not only do I not know what this is as far as the anime that it comes from, I don't even know like what this actually is.
Is it just like
animation cell?
Yeah.
I don't know. There you go. Take a look. I'm gonna look at the thing that comes with it. Oh wait, there's two of them.
Oh, High School DxD and Fooly Cooly.
Why is it gotta be a poster?
Hmm?
This is not fun to try and open and look at. Ah, ach. Okay.
Ach, was that what you just said?
Ach. I cannot open it. Exclusive kitty action comedy phone charm.
That's this guy.
Okay, the high school D&D art print.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is FLCL art print.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just an art print. And then it comes with a poster for the kitty comedy thing, whatever that is. So, yeah. Them's your loots for the anime. You want to put those back in the...
I would like to, yes.
Tetris your way and you can get those back in there so the thing will...
close.
Will close.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm checking my... I definitely would not encourage my dog to chew on anything pencil-shaped. I'm not mad at that donut, though.
Well, not, I don't think it's necessarily pencil-shaped.
It's not. It's just
one of those, like it's one of those dentist sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Dentist sticks. Yeah. But it's like peanut pupper pencil things. I don't know.
Peanut butter flavored. That's what they say. How they find out, by the way.
No.
My dog eats more peanut butter than I do.
Hmm. She's appalled. I'll leave you alone during your stream. No. You're totally fine. This is you can continue to send the messages. You're not interrupting whatsoever.
Or you could be nice and send it to all of us. RJ and I don't like being left out.
No, I'm it's enjoying getting the commentary. So Trigun is fantastic. FLCL2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it in. I've heard of Trigun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here come. Should we do the loot wear or the loot crate?
I say we do the wear.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Let's do the loot wear.
Haha.
I could probably get you Trigun some kind of way.
I mean, like, I've heard
bag,
of it.
Man.
Actually, you know what?
Have you seen it, though?
No, I haven't seen it.
I could probably get it to you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Just started watching Rick and Morty.
Good Lord, man.
I'm behind
on that, too, but man.
Much like Dan Harmon's other show, I feel like the character Britta, where, you know, like, I wait until shows aren't as popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I just started watching Rick and Morty. I'm on episode 5. Yeah,
well. Fantastic show.
Yeah, I'm really liking it.
I haven't finished
it's
season.
Zany.
I haven't finished season. I take that really slow, but I haven't finished season 2. They just started season 3, so now I'll get through season 2, okay. And then go through season 3. This is loot wear. That's always fun to do, is to tear that off.
I like how daintily you did that.
I like it.
With the pinky finger up.
I know.
It's like when you peel the plastic off new electronics.
Yeah.
It's just fun to do. It gives you a nice little
sense of accomplishment.
This is like, oh man, you're really gonna have to work on packing this stuff back in here.
Well, I'll back it in there. It'll be wrinkled, but it'll be stuffed in there.
I don't know what this is.
Boxers.
Oh, that's okay. It's boxers, and it's
robots.
No, it's Kevin Smith.
Oh, huh.
Like all of his different things.
Characters.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like Kevin Smith
because it's Jay and Silent Bob, and then there's
there's Blunt Man, there's Chronic.
Yep, they're in here too. There's the cow.
Movie.
Yeah, movie. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a fan.
There's a large pair of boxers for you. There you go. This is fantastic radio.
I know. Oh, there's Buddy Christ.
Yeah, that's who it is. Buddy Christ, that's who it was. God, there's a lot of crap in here.
That's a good thing.
Clerks.
Is that Transformers? Do I see Transformers? I see Transformers.
Oh my God, Clerks 2?
Yeah, well, that's a neat little shirt.
I didn't see it. Was it?
I haven't had Autobot Decepticon icon.
Oh, yeah, with Megatron and Optimus. I like that.
Yeah, that's a nice shirt.
It is.
Too
bad it's in the wrong size.
I know. They don't go any higher.
They don't do extra large?
I don't think so. They might. Oh, this is from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Actually, do you know who this would be great for? Jeremy.
You can't see it too well, but that's the school.
The school logo?
Yeah, the school logo from Spider-Man Homecoming.
I'll put it up.
And there's
a spider on the back.
Yep.
Midtown School of Science and Technology, established 1962, which was also the same year that Spider-Man was released. August of 1962.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got in here? We have
man,
socks.
That one's like just packed to the brim.
I'm telling you. Well, this came off.
Of the socks.
So let's see what the socks were. Jay and Silent Bob socks.
Oh, those are cute.
Yep, crew socks. We've got stuff in here.
I like how this is what, like the baseball type with the sleeves.
Yeah, jersey,
the,
baseball yeah, jersey type, yeah.
Spider-Man socks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are nice.
There you go.
I like how it's a half.
Yep.
There you go, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you.
The card that has all the descriptions of everything in here. Mm-hmm. And then whatever this is. This is big. Is it a Spider-Man blanket, maybe?
I don't know how you'd wear a blanket. Is it a
blanket
hoodie?
Or blanket or a towel or something? Or
poncho?
It's got
drawstrings on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it's like a Daily Bugle thing, and it's got little Spider-Man pictures on it.
What's the card say?
I'm going to look at that, because now I'm curious.
All right.
Poncho, hoodie, or...
it's a beach towel cinch bag.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That's your loot wear. Matt, I give you the test.
The dubious task.
Yes.
Was this folded in half when you got it out?
Kinda, sorta.
It will be.
It basically surrounded the entire lining of the bag so that everything else went in the center of it, you know?
Oh, like a taco shell.
Yeah, pretty much. It burritoed the thing.
Now I'm hungry.
All right, we're going to open up the loot crate because time is getting short. This is usually our main event.
Mm-hmm. Drum roll.
Yeah, what do we got for this month's loot crate? Here we go.
It's going to be some animated related, right?
It looks like we've got a Bob's Burgers design on the box, on the inside of the box. It says Burger of the Day, the Loot Crate Eggs Exclusive Burger, $5.95. We have Ninja Turtles from Nickelodeon. It's a T-shirt.
All right.
This is very difficult to show off because it is...
the design's very close to... it looks like the turtle shell.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
That design's really hard to show off on a camera. If you want to give it a shot, RJ, go ahead. Do you not know? It's a book. The Bob's Burgers Burger Book comes in the Bob's Burgers Burger Box. That's all I can tell you that is in this thing. I have no light to show this off, so it's going to have to be RJ.
Was this supposed to be a...
It's a book inside of a box.
Okay.
Like a turducken of book.
Something like that. This is cool. Something from Futurama. It is a Slurm koozie.
Slurm. Oh, there's Slurm's McKenzie on the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Koozie 2-pack, Futurama. Show that. It's dark over here for some reason. The stuff's not showing up as good as it was. Here's a Loot Crate pin. And it's from Bob's Burgers. I'll put that back in there. This is all animation. And then there is this nice thing. It says
Rick and Morty.
Explicit content. Rick and Morty. Ooh. Rick, Peace Among Worlds, Season 2, Episode 6.
Might not be able to put... Can we not put it on camera?
No, I think you're fine.
Okay.
I have no idea what this red thing is blocking out, but I think you're totally fine. Do we have time? Yeah, we'll leave it unopened. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, you can
play it safe.
People can look that up and find out what that is. But it doesn't matter on the camera. I just can't talk about it on the air. Whatever it is. Yeah, it's cool. Just gonna see if there was anything in here about it. Bunch of stuff about Bob's Burgers. Oh, it's him giving the finger.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I told them it means peace among worlds, and it's
kind of funny.
It's Rick giving the finger, so that's why it is blocked out. And then what is this? Explore a world of tunes at Loot Crate. What is this? I don't know. Nice little fun activity book, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is in there as well. There you go. Who's doing this?
I'm doing that.
Yeah, you're doing that? All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. There's all the loot stuff. That took off in a good chunk of time. So, yeah, this is one of the segments that we encourage you to find us on Twitch and watch because of all of this. It's hard to describe what all this stuff is. So, but we appreciate you listening to it as we try to describe what it is and go through it. I'm currently going through and categorizing all the boxes that we've been getting over the past year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And we are going to do something with those. I do not know yet, but we are going to do something with them, and they're going to get categorized, and we're going to show them off. And I have still not, with the exception of giving a box, I think we gave a box to Chris one time. I think I gave a box and some stuff to Sarah when she's here. You know, little pieces here and there. Everything else is still intact, still at my house. Ugh. Haven't opened
them. Room full of boxes.
Oh, you're not kidding. It seriously is. My couch is covered in loot crate boxes.
See, that's why you play games on the bed.
I don't use the couch anymore.
Because you can't. There's nowhere to sit.
You'd probably stack them to the ceiling if you could, couldn't you?
If they could stay, you know, balanced like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably could.
Hoarders, gamer edition.
Oh, easily. Right. Easily. Okay, well, that is going to do it for our show. I want to remind you again that we're doing the music episode next week. And we're going to have composers on, and we're going to play your tracks. Chris has already sent me some tracks in, so that's great. Matt's got some tracks he wants to for me to play, and I'm going to do that. If you have a specific track that you love from a video game, email it to me. You can attach the track, or you can just tell me exactly what the track is, and I'll go get it. But you need to email me and tell me what it is that you like about it. Why do you like that track? Why is it your favorite? What kind of emotions does it give you, or what do you remember? What does it trigger? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what memory from a game does it bring back?
Does it fit the moment?
Yeah. If you're curious at how we did this, go to our website, ingamechat.net, find the episode from September 7th of 2013, and you can check out that episode and watch that and see exactly how we did this before, because we're going to do it exactly the same way again. Except it'll probably be just me here. Do you know if Sarah's going to be at the convention next weekend, too? Or is she coming down for that, or she got to work or something?
I think she might have to work.
I'll reach out to her, see if she wants to come on the show, if she's going to be available. Anyway, thank you again, everybody, and let's see. Thanks for joining us in the chat room, and thanks for everybody who listens to the stream and on the radio. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get the show for later use. We do appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums. At Colony of Gamers, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching us on Twitch, so subscribe there. Why not? If you're on Steam, join our Steam group, and you can join up there and play games with us and other listeners. And you guys have a fantastic week. I will see you next weekend, and you guys will see RJ and Matt weekend after next. Here is music from Silent Hill Downpour. Have a good week. We'll see you next Saturday.